Cytokines. When a macrophage recognizes a pathogen, will kill it, but if there are many of them, it calls for help by chemical signals or cytokines. When an epithelial cell infected with a virus, surrounding cells send chemical signals to leukocytes to help them. These are also cytokines. So, generally cytokines are tiny proteins that are secreted by both immune and non-immune cells to communicate with one another. And there are five types of them: interleukins, tumor necrosis factors, interferons, transforming growth factors, and colony-stimulating factors. And the interesting thing is that they can be mixed in different ways to create different functional responses. And there are three different ways that cell uses cytokines to signal another cell: autocrine, paracrine, and endocrine. Autocrine is like a memo to self, and cell reacts to the cytokine it made. While paracrine is a message to neighbor cells, and endocrine is a long-distance message. We can also divide cytokines into pro-inflammatory, anti-inflammatory, and growth factors. Let's have some examples. Let's say a group of epithelial cells are attacked by viruses, some dies and some infected. The injured cells are going to produce a complex of interleukins and tumor necrosis factor. The virally infected cells will release interferons. In an autocrine manner, infected cells use interferons to stop the viral genetic materials. And as a paracrine activity, they affect the neighbor cells to present MHC molecules on their surface, which attracts T cells and natural killers for elimination of infected neighbors. Back to the complex from injured cells, it works as an endocrine activity, and through blood, reaches the liver and brain. Liver will produce more complement proteins, and brain induces fever. When there's a parasitic worm that's too large to get phagocytosed, it gets destroyed by eosinophils, basophils, and mast cells by dumping their toxic granules. Then dendritic cells can pick up some antigens. And they start signaling B cells by different interleukins, which in turn leads to release of IgE as antibody against the parasite. Okay, as a quick review, interleukins are the most varied group, which are numbered in the order they were identified, so the numbers don't tell us anything about what they do. And interleukins are mostly developed by T cells to promote development and proliferation of both B and T cells. Tumor necrosis factors are involved in killing tumorous cells and also involved in inflammatory responses and inducing fever. Interferons has two types. Type 1 is produced by virally infected cells, degrades mRNA, and promote MHC on neighbor cells, and type 2 activates macrophages and T cells during viral infections. Colony-stimulating factors are increasing proliferation and differentiation of hematopoietic stem cells. And finally, transforming control factors have an inhibitory function against colony-stimulating factors. Thank you for watching.